This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start with the latest on the fact that five people are dead and at least two were injured after several shootings in Greater Boston overnight. A 21-year-old Malden woman died this afternoon after she was shot outside a restaurant in Everett early this morning.
There were also shootings in Boston and Cambridge. No one's been arrested. Here's Mayor Marty Walsh at a press conference in Roxbury just moments ago.
You know, the commissioner called me last night. Usually I call Stat in the morning. He called me last night to tell me that two people had lost their life. 10 minutes later, he called me and said, we possibly have a third. This is senseless acts of violence in our city. We are a better city than that.
WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz was at that press conference, and he joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Deb.
Did city officials say at the press conference anything else about these shootings? Was there any kind of connection? Or what basically do they know so far?
Well, they're still very much in the early stages of this investigation. What we did hear from Mayor Walsh and from Commissioner Bill Evans is that the men killed in these attacks do appear to have been targeted. It's not exactly clear who was targeted, whether it was them, if they were caught in the crossfire. But these definitely were targeted shootings. They weren't drive-by shootings. They said the perpetrators likely walked up to social gatherings outside, parties, birthday parties, and attacked them there. As to whether they were connected, Commissioner Evans says he doesn't believe so yet. Two shootings within 10 minutes of each other. It doesn't appear that they were connected, but they certainly have not ruled that out yet.
And we should say these shootings were in Mattapan and Roxbury. Three people killed, at least two others, hospitalized in critical condition. At this point, what are police doing in terms of the investigation and the search for suspects?
Well, right now the focus is on distributing these leaflets around the neighborhood, around the shooting. I'm looking at one right now, essentially just seeking information from the public. These little leaflets they've been putting on cars and doorways around, say, they give the information of the shooting and then a number for people to call. That number, the anonymous number, is 1-800-494-TIPS.
So anonymous tip line, leafleting, asking people for information. What if we go back to motive just for a moment, Jack? Any word on whether this may have been gang-related or drug-related? Anything like that? Do they have any information?
Yeah, the information so far is that this does appear to be gang-related. Again, they said that there was certainly a target to these shootings. It's not clear that they were connected, as Commissioner Evans said, but they definitely do appear to be gang-related, is what he said.
And what about in the neighborhoods around where these shootings took place? Are people fearful? Are there monuments that have been built for the victims? What's going on?
Well, I was at the scene of the shooting in Roxbury where two people were killed, a third person suffered non-life-threatening injuries. There's no monument there, and I was able to talk to a few people down there. The feeling appears to be a mix of fear and simultaneously exasperation. People say, no, I don't feel safe in this community. But at the same time, they say this has been going on for years. They say, you know, one woman was saying that she heard the shot. She thought it was firecrackers because people are always shooting them off. Other people say they didn't hear anything, they didn't see anything, and they don't want to know anything about this. So it's a mix of fear. They don't want to get caught up in this. They don't want to be involved. They don't want to be mistaken for being involved in this. And at the same time, exasperation. They're sick of this. They don't want to be constantly worrying about the next shooting on their block.
Did police indicate whether they will have extra patrols on the streets or anything like that in response to this, Jack?
Yeah. Commissioner Evans said, you know, we're certainly not naive, is the quote that he used. He said, we know that anytime three people are killed, six people are shot in the city of Boston, there's a very at least decent chance for retaliation the following night. So he said they'll have extra marked units out in the area tonight.
All right. WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.